Section 5.2, Personal Economic Costs and Legal Problems. Perfect Night on the Town. Here are some ideas of the perfect night on the town with approximate total cost. Example, some people would like a simple night at the movies and a late night snack afterward. Movie tickets, $18. Popcorn, candy, $12. Soda, $11. Fuel, car costs, to and from the theater, $5. Coffee, dessert, $10. Grand total, $56. Example, as you can see, a simple night out can add up to a lot of cash. But it can get really expensive if you're looking at something more elaborate. Some people may go to a concert with dinner before and the full VIP treatment. Rent a limo, $250. Romantic dinner, $120. Concert tickets, $150. Grand total, $520. An evening like this would be even more expensive if it were a prom or homecoming. The cost of the dress, tuxedo, and corsage would have to be factored in as well. This could add another several hundred dollars to this special event. Grand total for prom, homecoming, $820. Some other people might want to go the low-budget route. Go to a convenience store, buy a six-pack of beer, and drink it in the car. By doing something this way, it will cost far less, right? Maybe not, because you will get wasted, make a poor decision, then get pulled over and get a DUI. So let's look at the savings. Beer, $3. But also, fines, $500. Charges, $1,200. Insurance premiums increased, $3,000. Attorney, $1,500. DUI school, $400. Time lost from work, $500. Grand total, $7,103. Savings, $6,283. The point is made. Legal consequences. The biggest consequence of driving under the influence is that you might injure or kill an innocent person. It's important to realize the consequences for DUI drivers here in Florida. First of all, Florida's alcohol-controlled substance DUI law is one of the toughest in the United States. You can be charged with DUI if you are found to be driving or in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage or controlled substance. The amount of alcohol that resides in your system is measured by your blood alcohol concentration, or BAC. The laws of the state of Florida establish a BAC of 0.08 as the presumptive limit for driving under the influence. In other words, at 0.08 BAC, you are presumed to be too impaired by the alcohol in your system to drive safely. Controlled substances include narcotic drugs, barbiturates, model glue, other stimulants taken by swallowing, sniffing, smoking, or by injection or any other means. First-time offenders convicted of DUI may face the following consequences. A $250 to $500 fine. With a BAC of 2.0 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $500 or more than $1,000. 50 hours of community service. Probation not more than 1 year. Imprisonment for not more than 6 months. With a BAC of 2.0 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not more than 9 months. License revocation for a minimum of 180 days. Mandated attendance at a 12-hour DUI school. Treatment if required. A second DUI conviction, a $500 to $1,000 fine, with a BAC of 2.0 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $1,000 or more than $2,000. Imprisonment for not more than 9 months, with a BAC of 2.0 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not more than 12 months. If second conviction within 5 years, mandatory imprisonment of at least 10 days. At least 48 hours of confinement must be served consecutive. License revocation for a minimum of 180 days. Second conviction within 5 years, 5-year revocation. Mandated attendance at a 21-hour DUI school. Interlock device placed on all vehicles owned by the offender for a period of 1 year. A third DUI conviction, especially if it happens within 10 years of the prior conviction, will bring you a $1,000 to $2,500 fine. With a BAC of 2.0 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $2,000 or more than $5,000. Imprisonment for not more than 12 months. Third conviction within 10 years, mandatory 30 days in jail. 48 hours of confinement must be served consecutive. License revocation for a minimum of 180 days. Third conviction within 10 years, 10-year revocation. Mandated attendance at a 21-hour DUI school. A third conviction within 10 years becomes a third-degree felony. Interlock device placed on all vehicles owned by the offender for a period of 2 years. A fourth DUI conviction or more, not less than $1,000. Imprisonment for not more than 5 years. License revocation, permanent. A fourth conviction in a lifetime is a third-degree felony. Impoundment of vehicle, unless the family of the defendant has no other transportation. First conviction, 10 days. Second conviction within 5 years, 30 days. Third conviction within 10 years, 90 days. Commercial vehicle drivers. Persons convicted of driving a commercial motor vehicle with a blood alcohol level of 0.04 or above, or refusing to submit to a test to determine if the alcohol concentration while driving a commercial motor vehicle, face the following consequences. First, disqualification with a BAC of 0.04 or above, 6 months disqualification. Second or subsequent disqualification with a BAC of 0.04 or above, 1 year disqualification. First disqualification for refusal to submit to breath, urine, or blood test, 1 year disqualification. Second or subsequent disqualification for refusal to submit to breath, urine, or blood test, permanently disqualified. There are no provisions for persons disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle to obtain a hardship, business, or employment license to operate a commercial motor vehicle. Anytime an impaired driver is involved in a collision in Florida where a person gets injured or dies, the DUI charge may be upgraded to a felony offense. All DUI convictions will stay on your record for 75 years. Under implied consent law in Florida, a law enforcement officer may at any time give you a sobriety test of blood, breath, or urine. Refusing to take any sobriety test required by law will result in your license being suspended. First violation, 1 year suspension. Second violation and subsequent refusal, 18 months. Second violation and subsequent refusal, 18 months suspension, the charge of a first-degree misdemeanor, which can result in fines or even jail time. Even if you refuse the test, you will still be arrested for DUI and probably taken to jail. In a collision where there is a severe injury or death, the implied consent law says that your blood may be taken against your will. Many people are surprised at this law and think it's unfair, but it all goes back to the idea that driving is a privilege. Don't drink and drive or use any other type of drug that will affect your safe driving. Alcohol is a factor in 32% of Florida collision costs. Alcohol-related collisions in Florida cost the public $6.6 billion in 1997, including $2.3 billion in monetary costs and over $4.3 billion in quality of life losses. Alcohol-related collisions are deadlier and more serious than other collisions. People other than the drinking driver paid $2.9 billion of the alcohol-related collision bill. Costs per mile driven. Crash costs in Florida average $6.30 per mile driven at BACs of 0.10 and above, $2.70 per mile driven at BACs between 0.08 and 0.09, 10 cents per mile driven at BACs of 0.00. Costs per drink. The societal costs of alcohol-related collisions in Florida averaged 70 cents per drink consumed. People other than the drinking driver paid 40 cents per drink. Source, PIRE 2000. More facts. In 2001, 35% of all traffic fatalities occurred in collisions in which at least one driver or non-occupant had a BAC of 0.08 or greater. 67% of the 14,933 people killed in such crashes were themselves impaired. The remaining 33% were passengers, non-impaired drivers, or non-impaired non-occupants. Fatal collisions involving at least one impaired driver or non-occupant, 2001. Type of driver, impaired. Number of fatalities, 8,308. Percent of total fatalities, 56%. Type of driver, non-impaired. Number of fatalities, 1,034. Percent of total fatalities, 7. Type of driver, passengers. Number of fatalities, 3,253. Percent of total fatalities, 22. Type of driver, impaired non-occupants, pedestrians, and pedal cyclists. Number of fatalities, 1,770. Percent of total fatalities, 12. Type of driver, non-impaired non-occupants. Number of fatalities, 569. Percent of total fatalities, 4. Total fatalities, 14,933. Percent of total fatalities, 100%. Source, NHTSA 2001. Most alcohol-related collisions occur between the hours of midnight and 3 a.m. A staggering 79% of collisions occurring between these hours are alcohol-related. From 1991 to 2001, impairment rates decreased for drivers of all age groups involved in fatal collisions. Drivers 25 to 34 years old experienced the largest decrease in impairment rates, 22.2%, followed by drivers 16 to 20 years old, 21.7%. Impact on auto insurance rates. Alcohol-related collisions accounted for an estimated 12% of Florida's auto insurance payments. Reducing alcohol-related collisions by 10% would save $170 million in claims payments and loss adjustment expenses. Source NHTSA 2001. Did you know alcohol-related collisions are deadlier and more serious than other collisions? Miller et al., Pyer, 1999. Collisions in 1993 involving drivers at BACs between 0.08 and 0.099 cost society $4.6 billion, including $130 million in medical spending. Every vehicle mile traveled at this BAC costs $2.50, including 80 cents to people other than the impaired driver. Miller et al., 996B. Alcohol-related collisions accounted for an estimated 16% of the $127 billion in U.S. auto payments and loss adjustment expenses. Miller et al., Pyer, 1999. Medical costs for 1993 traffic collision injuries were approximately $22 billion, and the alcohol-related portion is estimated to have been $7 billion. Miller et al., 1996b. The cost for each injured survivor of an alcohol-related collision averages $67,000, including $6,000 in healthcare costs and $13,000 in lost productivity. Miller et al., 1996b. The consequences of excessive drinking extend beyond collisions. Overall, excessive drinking costs people other than the drinkers $135 billion annually. Of this alcohol-attributable amount, $51 billion is due to collisions, $60 billion is due to other violence, and the remainder to chronic illness and other alcohol abuse problems. Miller et al., 1996A, 1996B. Alcohol-related fatal injuries accounted for 45% of all fatal injury costs. 26% of the non-fatal injury costs were alcohol-related. Miller et al., 1996B. The total cost attributable to the consequences of underage drinking was more than $58 billion per year in 1998 dollars, Pyer 1999. Raising the minimum drinking age to 21 throughout the United States has been a successful strategy for reducing underage alcohol use and preventing related problems. Since 1975, minimum drinking age laws have prevented more than 17,000 traffic fatalities. However, it is clear that young people still drink, and their drinking all too often results in serious health and social problems.